Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to Conversations with the Citizen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Conversations with the Citizen. I am your host, Catherine, and I am here today with Tanisha Taylor, who is the founder of the Ezekiel Taylor Scholarship Foundation. Welcome, Tanisha.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm really excited. I'm sure you're excited to be back in town. I know you're a Chicago native. So tell me a little bit about... First of all, let's just start with the Scholarship Foundation. What is the Ezekiel Taylor Scholarship Foundation? You know, who's it for? What's your goal? Kind of just the 101, and we'll go from there.
So thanks so much for having me. It's always good to be home and always exciting to be back here at the Citizen newspaper that helped raise me as well as a journalist. So I'm excited to be a Chicago native, born and raised right here on the South Side. And unfortunately, tragedy struck my family when I was really young. Unfortunately, my dad was killed in a carjacking, Ezekiel Taylor, right here on the South Side on 79th and Stony Island, right down the street. And so over time, as I got older and in the news industry, reporting back on what is happening here in our city, the senseless gun violence, what is happening to our young people, I thought, how do we help impact change? And then also, how do I pair it with honoring my father at the same time? And so we launched the Ezekiel Taylor Scholarship Foundation. It's a 501c3 here in the state of Illinois. And we give scholarships, and we also have mentoring programs and life skill programs for young men. And people say, well, why young African-American men? Well, I'll tell you. My father obviously was a young African-American man. At the age of 34, his life was taken from him very quickly and abruptly. And I am raising a young African-American male. And what we're seeing with the numbers in our streets of Chicago right now, the impact, the group of individuals that are being hurt the most, that don't see opportunity the most, the ones that are sometimes shackled or bound by their circumstances in life, where they live, the family they were born into, their socioeconomic status. And so we said we would identify young African-American males and give them opportunities. And so the foundation is for them. And so we award scholarships every year. We have given over 50 scholarships in just 3 years. And it has been amazing this year. Actually, this Saturday, we are awarding 23 scholarships this Saturday. And so they represent schools like Kenwood, Whitney Young, Curie High School, UIC Lab. They represent all of the schools, some of them private schools, some of them in the CPS system, the Chicago Public School System. They are a partner of ours, so we're really excited about that as well. And so we are just happy to have these young people and give them opportunity. And so that's what we do.
And something that I have found to be very unique about your scholarship program is that you are not looking for the top of the class. You're not looking for a 4.5 student. Can you talk to me a little bit about that? Like, just how you select these young men and why you've chosen to do it that way?
Mm-hmm. And that is the key, because so many young people, especially our young males, African-American males, they have the gusto. They have it in them. They have the but they need someone to pull it out of them. So what does that mean? They may have it in them, and they may not do well on paper. So they may have a 2.5 GPA or a 2.8. It doesn't mean that they're not the most intelligent young man in the room. Some of them really are. Mm-hmm. Some of them go on to be vice presidents and ministers and great leaders. But they just didn't either apply themselves or didn't have the person to support them, to push them to apply themselves. So what we said, we would be inclusive of the middle of the road kid, you know, sometimes that C average student. We know he has it in him, so we're going to push him a little bit harder and stay on him and show that he can too compete just like the 4.0 kid as well. And so we do have several in our program who are 3.8, 4.0, 4.1, but we are inclusive to that middle of the road student who's also that 2.75 or that 2.6. And we've met with them and we see that spark in their eye. We know they can do it. And in their interview, they show something to us. And so we believe in them and we're investing in them. And so that makes us different from other scholarship foundations, because a lot of people don't want to take the gamble or the risk on that C student or that B minus student. They all want the A plus student. Mm-hmm. And granted, there are some wonderful people who are walking around who just may not be the best test taker or can apply himself to study. And so we want to make sure that we give that student a chance too.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times there are a lot of outside factors that can affect school performance. So I think that's really remarkable that you all have realized that and applied it to this foundation. I'm sure that makes a really great impact on these young men.
Absolutely. I mean, we take for granted. I look at my son who's 8, and I give him a hot, warm breakfast every morning. Mm-hmm. You know, he gets grits and he gets eggs and he gets eggs with cheese. And he sometimes, if it's a good week, he has Gouda cheese. Really? Right? You know, we have an 8-year-old who eats really, really well. You ask him, what does he want for a snack? And he'll tell you sushi. Really?
Yeah.
You're 8. But this is the lifestyle that he's used to living with his mother or with our family. And so every child does not have that. You know, you have so many students who go to school hungry. You have so many students who go to school wearing the same thing or didn't have their clothes washed, or whose parents are not even in the home, or whose parents are battling addiction or drugs, or they don't have jobs, you know, jobless. So there's so many students, and it's not their fault. It's their circumstances. So we, as the community, as the village, have to not only take care of our own, have to take care of others too. I said, what good is it if I pour all of this into my son who's 8? And then he goes out in the street and meets the young man whose family didn't pour anything into him. What happens then? Then everything that I did just goes down the drain, because that other child, right, will then take it upon himself to rob my son or to steal from my son or take my son's life because no one invested in him. So why not invest in our own and others too? It helps the entire community. Yeah. Like, what harm is it for me to take care of, like they said, my brother's keeper, my son, and a couple of other sons along the way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the gala. I do want to go a little bit deeper with you about, you know, what you just said, kind of making these young men your sons as well. But let's just pause for a second. I want to hear the details of the gala before we go any further. Tell me, you know, what is exciting about this event? When is it happening? Where is it? What's going to be going on?
It's exciting every year. This is our 3rd annual scholarship gala and fundraiser. We have a funky good time. Let me tell you, it's not one of those stuffy galas. Everyone's sitting around as a bunch of boring speeches. It's not that way at all. We have so much fun. We have a DJ. We have a live band. Jamie and the Conquest Band is joining us this year. We've had various entertainment over the years. And so it is sponsored, the media, television media sponsor is NBC5 WMAQ. So wow. Art Norman is always hilariously funny, and we're all so proud of him for what he's been battling with his health. So we're so happy that he's coming back. So we are just excited to have a good evening of fun, fellowship, entertainment. We have a silent auction and we have a live auction. The live auction is hilariously funny. We've got great items in it. Anthony Hamilton has donated concert tickets, Southwest Airline tickets, the Cubs, the Bulls, the Bears, every... Yes, you're going to have to come, Catherine. All of the major sports teams here in Chicago, we're partners with them. They all have donated tickets and special VIP meet and greet opportunities. My girlfriend, Sunny Hostin, who I worked with at CNN when I was at CNN, is obviously at The View now. So Sunny has donated some meet and greet tickets behind the scenes at The View taping in New York. So you get to meet Whoopi and Sunny and the whole gang up there. And I have some friends at Dr. Oz. So all of the TV shows, like, they've all donated packages and just some great things, some travel packages. We got a package to Cabo, Mexico, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. So we have fun with this. And the whole purpose is to spend money to raise scholarships. Everything in the auctions, all of the money goes, all of the proceeds go right to the scholarships. And so the more we raise, the more you spend and have a good time, the more young men that we can impact, the more lives that we can touch. So we have that going on. So it's just a fun night. It's just a fun night. The boys come in, they each pick up their own song, kind of like the baseball walk-up song. They each have their walk-up song. Some of them I had to not approve, you know, but they come in to their own. So it gives them a chance to show their personalities, who they really are. And it gives us a chance as a community to say, this is what we can do. Mm-hmm. This is what we produce. Contrary to what the media says, and I've been a part of the media 20 years, so I get it. But contrary to what you read about or see or hear, we've got some great young men in our community who are going to do really, really well. And you don't have to be scared.
Really
And you don't have to be scared of them when you see them walking down the street or when they have a hood on or when they're driving and they've got, you know, wild locks in their hair. And you're like, oh, my God, that must be a bad kid. That's not a bad kid.
Yeah.
They're great children. So we support them and we honor them at the gala, which is this Saturday. at the Hilton Hotel at Oaklawn. So Oaklawn Hotel, 93rd and Cicero. And we're at 7 o'clock. It's red carpet. We do a red carpet. We do interviews. We do the step and repeat, the whole nine. We do the silent auction then, reception, hors d'oeuvres, just a really good time, drinks, all of that. And then we start into the program at 8 o'clock.
It was probably, you know, one of the first exposures a lot of those young men have had to an event like that. I mean, having an opportunity to dress up and network and, you know, be honored in that way. That
yes.
Has to be really special.
They are honored. We just give our best to them, you know, and let it be their night, you know, and to show that you have a community that supports mm-hmm. you. You know, it's your night to shine. A lot of them don't get a chance to shine. And just to talk about some of their backgrounds and how our mentors step in. Some of them don't have suits. Some of them they don't own suits or ties. Our mentors are phenomenal in this program. So many of them buy their students suits or they donate suits. We have had a wonderful partnership with Jacob Clothers right down the street on 83rd and Cottage. Jacob Greer has been phenomenal. He has donated suits. He has outfitted our young men who did not have suits. He has been a wonderful blessing to this organization. And even this year, he is blessing all 23 young men with ties, belts, and garment bags. So they can be in they can learn how, this is what it means to dress up. This is what it means to be prepared for society, dress for success, be able to go get that job. It's not always jeans and sneakers and jeans hanging down your waist. You know, it is dressing for success and putting your best foot forward. And we all know that when you look good, you feel good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so at this gala, they look good and they feel good and they're all in suits and they have to come dressed to impress and they have a really good time.
So you mentioned, you know, the mentorship, and that was something that I wanted to talk to you a little bit, you know, just what happens after the gala. How do you continue to support these young men? How do you make sure that, okay, they're at college now, but, you know, how do you help them keep that door open if mm-hmm. they need access to a resource that they don't know how to find, a tool that they don't have, help, someone to talk to?
That door stays open 24/7, and they all have my phone number, right? And so they're all texting, Miss Taylor, can you help, tell me what? And so I shoot it right over to their mentors, and they're doing the same thing with their mentors. So their mentors are required to have touch bases with them once a month, you know, whether they're talking about life, college courses or career paths or trouble at home, trouble with a girlfriend, trying to get a job, needing an internship. I mean, they are kind of like their life coach and they're attached to them for 4 years. I mean, we are committed to them for 4 years. Yeah. Once you get in with our program, we want to see you finish. We want to see it through, see it to the end. We want to make sure that you graduate, walk across that stage with a college degree. And so our mentors are phenomenal. They are in touch with these young men. They're hanging out. They're going to ballparks. They're having lunch. They're spending the time together. We had an incident with a young man the other week, unfortunately, a really, really good student too. He worked hard. He saved all of his money to buy a car. The car turned out to be a lemon. That was his only $1,000. He had nothing left. And so he was devastated. I mean, at a young age, you know, that's like the end of the world, right? Yeah. Nothing else can be worse than this. And so he was really down. We talked and he reached out to me. And because he spent all of his money, he didn't have money for a haircut, food, or even to feel good. You know, a lot of people need to have a few dollars in the pocket, you know, right. Just to feel good. You know, didn't even have $20 to his name. So I reached out to his mentor, who was actually a Chicago police officer. And right away he stepped in, right away. And so he helped him get an internship for the summer. He helped him, you know, even get a haircut and some food for the weekend. And now he's helping him try to figure out what's in that contract and what's in that deal with that lemon of a car that he purchased. And so they can help fix, you know. Yeah. So they just need some guidance. They just need guidance along the way as they figure out life. And a lot of them may not have it at home. And so they have to reach out to myself, the board, the staff, and the mentors. And so we have a lot of stories like that where they have come through and helped in a pinch. You know, and so I am really blessed to have that relationship.
Yeah, I think sometimes we can take for granted the ability to just call somebody and say, you know, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
I have, you know, a handful of people that I can call, and whether it be with journalism or car problems or house problems, you know, I have those resources.
Right, right. But and that's the thing. Don't. They don't. And so we want to make sure that we give that to them. Mm-hmm.
So this all stemmed from a very tragic mm-hmm. incident in your life, mm-hmm. losing your father.
Mm-hmm.
And we know, you know, the state of our neighborhoods in Chicago, there are a lot of people who are also dealing with a similar struggle to that. So I'm just curious if you could share with us how you were able to turn that loss of your father into something positive. How did you, you know, find it in yourself to flip your mindset and honor him rather than just, you know, grieve him?
Mm-hmm. I always say, if you're not helping to come up with a solution, then what, you're part of the problem. And so what was happening, I was a executive at CNN, executive producer at CNN, and I kept reporting on the news in Chicago, the tragedies that were happening mm-hmm. here in Chicago with our young people. And then I even started to write on it. So there are a couple of articles and links that are out there from different organizations that I was writing for. And I kept saying, I'm part of the problem because I'm not helping. What am I doing? What each of us can do something
yeah.
to help. And I kept trying to figure out, what is it can I do to help? And it took a couple of months. It took almost maybe a year, you know, of me just internal turmoil or yeah. fighting or battling with myself of what to do. And then finally came up with this vision of the scholarship foundation in my dad's honor. And I kept hearing in my head, to whom much is given, much is required. To whom much is given, much is required. We've all been given so much. Mm-hmm. It's required of us to give it. And literally in these 3 years, the more that I've given, I have poured way more into this foundation, whether it's time, energy, resources, finances, and I am being blessed on the backside. I mean, I just see blessings, whether it's my health or my son or my home or just dealings in my regular professional life. I see, you know, it's kind of like you do reap what you sow, and mm-hmm. I can see reaping the benefits of what has happened. And so it was important to me to figure out a way to give back. And so I came up with this idea, approached my family with it, because I did need family support right. of it. And everybody was on board. Everyone thought it was a great idea. This is our small way of paying it forward. Everybody has a way of paying it forward in life. You know, giving is our rent for living. You know, mm-hmm. and if you're not impacting somebody else or helping somebody outside of your family, now, I mean, it's, you know, we should be helping our own family, right? But outside of your family, you know, taking the time to say, how can I help someone else, help someone feel better once they encounter me? Once you encounter me, my job is to help you feel better, you know, better about your day, better about your finances, better about your relationship, your job, whatever it is. And so that was so important to me. And that's how we birthed this organization. And that is really the theme and the mission now of getting everybody, even our young people who are in the program. We keep saying, you must pay this forward. Yeah. I'm sitting here because the Citizen helped me through college. The Citizen helped me with my first job in journalism. Mr. Garf did so much for me when I was growing up, God rest his soul, that it would be just a tragedy if I didn't take what he poured into me and then turn around and pour it into somebody else. And that's how the cycle of life goes. You know, we're all watching Lion King now, right?
Right.
But it's the cycle of life, right? And so Mr. Garf did what he did for all of us coming up. Now it's our turn to do for the next generation. And we just keep doing it and keep doing it. And that's how you impact and make change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that really is the extent of what I wanted to talk with you about today. I do want to give you an opportunity. If there's something I haven't asked you about that you want to talk about, you can. If you want to share, you know, any information, websites, phone numbers, where to go, who to call, anything like that we need to know before we go.
Let's talk about the most important, and that is we have to give these young men scholarships.
Yes.
So what does that mean? We have to raise this money. And so it is incumbent upon us to really go after organizations, those who care about youth, male development, black male development, who care about our communities, who care about making a change, not just for them, because they'll see the change for their themselves as well. with their families. And so we accept donations 24/7, 365 days of the year, mm-hmm. right on our website at eztaylor.org. That's E, the letter E, the letter Z, taylor.org. And so people can go right there and drop in donations, whether it's $20, $50, $500, $5,000. It all makes a difference because this is a grassroots effort. We're not Jewel Osco. We're not some major corporation, right. Coca-Cola, that has $20, $30, $30, $40,000 just waiting to be given away. We are literally raising this money ourselves from grassroots efforts, from individual donors who just say, I want to give something. Yeah. And they just say, here's $100. Here's, when you think about it, you're going to spend that at Starbucks or, Walmart, and Target. And I can never walk out of Target without spending $100, right? I thought it was just me. I go in for one thing and I spend $100 at Target every time. And I tell people all the time, like people are whining and complaining about our gala tickets. They're $75. I'm like, you guys, if you go out to eat downtown, you got to pay to park. You're going to eat. You're going to pay for the drinks. You're going to spend well over $75 and you haven't impacted anybody.
Yeah.
So this is a drop in the bucket to impact people. You get a free drink ticket. You get free parking. You get all these things that come with a gala ticket. So please don't complain about a $75 mm-hmm. gala ticket. You know,
and that is relatively cheap compared to.
Yes, absolutely. Galas, you can't go downtown and park for less than $75 nowadays. Yeah. Right. So, it is really, really our job to ask people to go into their pockets and donate. And not only in their own pockets, but they have employers who match their donations.
Yeah.
And so ask your employer to match that donation. They have tons of programs like that with so many organizations. And so, and getting your organization to come to the table and say, hey, take a look at this program. And so you can contact us right on the website. My email is up there, and there's another email up there that you can just reach out and say, hey, I want to become a donor, a volunteer, or a mentor. Everything goes through the website, safe and secure, and we will turn around and reach back out and gladly invite you into the family. To help support the mission. Oh, and we're on Instagram and Twitter too, so we're trying to stay hip with the young people, right?
At EZTaylor?
Yes, at EZTaylor FDN, short for foundation. So it's at EZTaylor FDN on Instagram and Twitter. We're also on Facebook under our name, and then also on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel too that we put videos up as well. We just got a great video that we posted from Ludacris. So Ludacris is in London right now, and he's filming Fast and Furious 9. And he's been a supporter too because he is from the state of Illinois, and he's been watching his foundation as well. And some of the students go to school down in Atlanta as well at Morehouse and Clark Atlanta. And so he sent a nice video to the young men yesterday. So we have a couple of celebrities here or there poking their heads in and dropping videos and taking care of the young men, and Q Parker from 112. We all grew up on him back in the 90s, and so he has a foundation in Atlanta, and so we do some pairing with our young people down there. So he will submit a video to encourage the young men too. So it's a great, I love the partnership with so many people. It's been phenomenal.
Yeah, and this is your fourth
year? This is our third gala, so we'll be entering after this. We'll be going
amazing.
To our fourth year.
Honestly,
yes.
This is year three, and you have that kind of partnership. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine what the future is going to look
like. Oh, thank you. Thank you. There are a lot of local Limbs Barbecue right here. There are so many. Covenant Baptist Church. There are so many organizations that have poured into this, and we are we're very grateful, very thankful for them.
Perfect. Well, thank you again so much for coming, Tanisha.
Thank you, Catherine.
It's been really nice to get to know you and learn more about the Scholarship Foundation.
Thank you so much for having me.
Perfect. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This is Conversations with the Citizen, and we are done for today, but I will be back next week.
Remember to make plans to join us again next week for Conversations with the Citizen, the place where real news can be heard.